Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I saw a wall plaque one time that read, "Why pray when you can worry?" I think it was meant to be humorous, but it wasn't to me at that time. The problem was that I had been following the advice of that plaque. I think a lot of Christians probably do the same thing. A problem arises, and rather than let God handle it, they begin to lose sleep, grow tense, bite their fingernails, become irritable, and deepen the wrinkles in their foreheads. How much better to leave all that and follow the direction of Jesus? The context of this verse gives lots of common sense instruction. For one thing, worry doesn't do a bit of good. We can rip our minds apart with the cares of this world, and it accomplishes nothing. A tormenting, worrisome care that sends our minds reeling hither and yon, or dangles it in suspense, disrupts our joy in the Lord, and throws a wet blanket on our hope in the Lord. This is not to say we should not be diligent in proportioning our expenses or praying for our daily bread. Of course we should. It simply means we should dwell in confidence in God. He then speaks of the future. We should not worry about the future or, conversely, boast about tomorrow. Likewise, tomorrow also is in God's hands. He reminds us that life is more than food and raiment. Food and raiment are the products of the earth. Life is from God. God breathed into man the breath of life, and man became a living soul. We can trust God to care for our souls, which are eternal. Can we not then trust Him to care for our bodies, which are temporal? If we were as confident about tomorrow as the birds of the air, we would sing as joyfully as they. And why not? Our granddaughter has two parents and two grandmothers who diligently watch out for all those things that would be attractive on the child and attractive to the child. And then they do all within their power to provide it. Jesus said, "Your heavenly Father knows you have need of all these things." He then says we have better things to think about, the kingdom of God. Let your thoughts be marshaled to think of the advancement of God's kingdom, and we will be less concerned for self. There is a more sure way to obtain the necessities of this life. Put God first, and all else will follow. What a change it would make in our lives if we truly believed this, that the best way to live this life is to be the most intent on the life that follows. May God bless you as you fill your life with His Word.